What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Is your scale not going down? Is that number discouraging you too as well? Well, I've had a couple clients who look completely different, but the scale isn't really showing them the results. And I'll explain to you and tell you why the scale is not the most important. Woo! What is up? So today I am very, very tired. I did not get a good night's sleep itself. I just thought about all the things I have to do kind of right now because I got a little panic almost last night where it was like 9 p.m., like 9:30 p.m. And then my landlord at this place, he's like, okay, yeah, your last day is tomorrow and you have to check out by 12 p.m. So that's like a couple hours from now. And I have nothing prepared. Absolutely nothing. So I texted him if I could go stay a couple more days before my flights. Hasn't texted me back itself because I have to recontact a different person. Whereas right now, don't know if I'm going to get kicked out. So I have to pack up my stuff, leave, find another place in the meantime. Or what's going on. Also thinking about all the things I have to do when I get to Australia. So, and also taxing too as well. How am I going to do the taxes while I'm abroad? Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. With that being said, we're just going to go dive into this topic today of the Live to Inspire podcast. But I'm absolutely excited because in 4 days' time, I will be flying out to Australia. And holy shit, like that, just saying that is, oh my God, it gives me the chills. So without further ado, let's just dive into this topic today. So if your scale is not going down, and this can be really, really frustrating, right? Because a lot of people focus on the scale side of things. And now it's okay to focus on the scale, but it is a lot better to focus on other things, right? The scale can tell you one thing, but how you actually kind of look like is the most important factor. I'm going to kind of dive into a little bit more about that. First of all, is your clothes fitting better, right? Maybe before you, remember right now you have like this extra large shirt, right? And you notice you kind of got sticking out a lot more and your sleeves don't really, are not as tight or your arms aren't lean as you really want to. And you can really kind of see your chest, I mean, your gut sticking out more than your chest, right? But now your gut's not really sticking out as much. It's more kind of level with your chest, or better yet, it is lower than kind of your chest itself and you're feeling good, right? So your clothes are fitting better over there. And you notice more of like the taper kind of with the V taper with the smaller kind of waist, just overall kind of fitting better in a sense where it's not snug. So is that happening to you right now? Are you looking better in the mirror and the photos? Now this one can be hard to tell if you just look in the mirror from day to day, right? But over time, let's just say if you have photos and stuff like that, to take weekly photos, which is what I highly, highly recommend I do for all my clients, I do for myself too as well. To make sure we're staying on track, looking better in the mirror, and also the photos itself. So we take those photos, take the same lighting, and then when you compare them, maybe it's like every other week, maybe it's every month itself, because sometimes we don't really see those changes from week to week, depending on how much you cut. But nonetheless, you want to take those photos slash, like, you know, kind of check yourself out in the mirror, and maybe just have somebody else do that too as well in terms of like the photo side of things to compare them. Because a lot of times, let's just say we are the most critical people of ourselves and we don't really see those changes. But we kind of have somebody else look at it and just kind of overlook it overall, they could point out those changes a lot more better, which is pretty cool. Which is why sometimes when I think I'm not making that many changes, I have my coach and he's like, no, you're actually progressing. Like, look at this, look at your back. It's like your waist is going down. Look at those love handles on the side. Or look at your chest, right? It's like it's tightening up, right? So that means you're losing fat. So with that being said, are you looking better in mirror and photos? Are you also getting stronger at the same time? If you're getting stronger alongside with these ones, that's absolutely a great sign, because with more muscle, you're able to also generally have an increase of strength with that muscle side of things. It's more limited because, you know, strength training is a whole nother kind of aspect itself. To get strength, to train for strength, generally it's a little different kind of avenue of training, right? Lower kind of reps and higher kind of reps. But nonetheless, if you're getting stronger too as well, generally sometimes, well, yeah, depending on how you kind of train before, generally, let's just say in my training programs, I don't really necessarily just train for strength, right? And I have more so, let's just say, hypertrophy training itself, and focus on kind of gaining muscle. So overall, you could kind of look better because that's most of the goals, get their abs, having that muscular frame, and also you're getting strong at the same time too as well. Well, generally, with that more muscle, you're going to get stronger. And when you get stronger side of things, well, you know, it's kind of comes hand in hand in terms of like the muscle side of things. I'm going to kind of relate to that aspect, assuming they're not just training for strength. And, you know, you're looking better in those mirrors. And I mean, mirror in the photos. So hopefully that makes sense. That was a little low-winded. All right. So also having more energy would be cool too as well, because generally, if you have a higher kind of body fat percentage, you're going to have a little bit kind of less energy to a certain extent, right? Now, obviously, lower body fat percentage you go to a certain extent, like, you know, you're doing bodybuilding, sub 10%, usually you might have kind of less energy to kind of sustain that, depending on how, like, the person you are. Some people can sustain under 10% body fat a lot easier than other people, right? It depends on the person. With that being said, generally, like, 10, 12 has a really, really good range of kind of energy itself. But if you have like 30% body fat, 25%, generally you might have a little bit less energy than if you were at like the 10 to kind of 12, right? So hopefully all that makes sense over there. So if your scale's not going down, do not get discouraged, right? I see a lot of people getting discouraged if the scale's not going down itself, and I get it, right? It's a huge mental number itself. It's something you could actually measure. And it's something that we all can use, and we're kind of like brought up to use itself. It's like, how much do you weigh, right? First, let's say coming in the photo side of things, be like, hey, let's go compare some photos instead, right? Are you closer, getting better, right? Are you getting stronger? Are you having more energy, right? Some of the other factors that could be a lot better, right? Because two people could weigh exact same, but like one could be obese, one could be a 300-pound bodybuilder, right? When people say that guy's 300 pounds, usually you don't think about a 300-pound bodybuilder. You usually think about, you know, someone who is like more fat, right? So with that being said, your scale can lie. Your scale can absolutely lie, because the BMI too is, well, that's garbage. That is absolute garbage, because it uses pretty much height and weight. It's not taking to mass of anything else like your muscle, because I am technically overweight or obese right now, according to BMI, and a lot of bodybuilders are, because, you know, we're more dense, right? You have a lot more muscle side of things, but definitely not obese. So make sure you do not get discouraged when your scale is going down.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated, because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.